Our next item is Sean and Lisa Lasher, three parcels on existing 50-foot right-of-way.
This is a request to create three parcels with access from an existing 50-foot right-of-way. One of the parcels would be 5 acres, and the other two, 3 and 2 acres. If approved as submitted, it should be stipulated that there shall be no further subdivision without an application for a major subdivision.
This could be a real shock to the people in Bonnie Grove Manor.
So this 50-foot roadway...
But it would create a buffer from not Bonnie Grove Manor and the site for the asphalt plant, the stone plant, concrete plant, and the bar pit that they complain about every month.
These ought to be real marketable lots.
Interesting.
So that one that's got an arrow with it, with A on it, chain, it's 185 by 225, is that a lot?
Yes.
And it's serviced by this road, right-of-way road?
Yes, that was approved by the commission.
Last year.
The people that came in and got that approval advised that they had access to that 50-foot right-of-way. And the people that are proposing to create these three lots own the right-of-way, they never gave them permission.
Oh, there?
Yep.
But they have access now? We're gonna have to have that evidence from now on.
Ones that are requesting this subdivision, they actually own the right of way.
So what's that road have to be made out of? Just gravel, as long as there's only three lots?
You're looking at it as a minor. You haven't required them to bring it up to standards. To which standards would be typically if it went to a public hearing for the major, four lots or less requires crush or run. I think that's one of the problems that we have on some of these minors. We're not getting improved roads.
So they're just required to clear the right of way and?
Clear the right of way and maintain it, the road.
But not stabilize it in any manner?
They haven't been. That's why they're a problem.
What would it take for us to do that? Is that something we can make a condition?
Well, the ordinance says if it's four lots or less.
Oh, okay.
You could require crush or run. And crush or run doesn't just include putting crush or run down. It includes swaling the, putting a crown on the road, drainage, swales, the whole works.
So if they were to come back and wanted to subdivide that 5.0 acres, they'd have to have a public hearing.
And that'd build
then
a road.
They would have to build a road to...
Shane, that dirt, this map showed the cul-de-sac coming in from Langrill, sort of. Is that maybe that just doesn't go that far? Just appeared that it did originally.
That was drawn on the map.
Yeah, no, I just wonder if it's too. Maybe we drew it too long.
The Lasher said that there's not a cul-de-sac there, but there is a right of way that comes off. But runs parallel to that Langrill subdivision.
Okay. Yeah, that little last half inch is maybe it's just drawn the wrong place.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve Sean and Lisa Lasher, three parcels on existing 50-foot right of way on Road 321. And any further subdivision would require a major subdivision public hearing.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve three parcels on existing foot right-of-way for Sean and Lisa Lasher with the understanding that any further subdivision must be the subject of a public hearing. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.